I wanted to take a brief moment to tell you about Email Tool Tester. Email Tool Tester is the place to get started with email marketing with its reviews of email marketing services like GetResponse, ActiveCampaign, MailChimp, and many more. Here you can compare the best newsletter, CRM, and marketing automation tools for your small to medium-sized business. Grab their free ebook called The Email Marketing Crash Course at frugal.show/email tool tester. Again, that's frugal.show/email tool tester. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
Well, Sarah, when I started in this business 16 years ago, I thought what I was going to be doing was managing investments. So what I learned is more it's managing investors. It's being able to not just help people find better investments, but really help them become better investors. And that requires behavior change. It requires coaching. It requires relationships. And what I found is in that process, you not only get to change the way people's finances play out, but really the trajectory of their life overall. And I saw that growing up in the house of a financial advisor. My dad was in this business 30, 40 years ago. And I saw the impact that he was able to make in other people's lives. And people come to the grocery store and they would thank him, or they bump into the mall and they would tell a story about something they were able to do and just the freedom that they were feeling. I just remember being so proud of my dad and just thinking like, man, that is so cool to have a job where you could have that type of impact on somebody else's life and get paid for it, you know? So I think that was a huge part of bringing me to where I am now. And now we work with firms like Dave Ramsey and help apply Dave Ramsey's principles to somebody's personal financial path and be able to help them execute meaningful change in their life and create sustainable and meaningful purpose and growth. And it's been wonderful. To be honest, sir, I didn't really know what I was doing. But one of the big things that I did that was huge was coming into it with no debt. And I didn't have a lot of capital, didn't have a lot of resources, but I didn't have a lot of liabilities. And that was absolutely huge. So that meant I had to start very small. And I was the chief everything officer. I did all the jobs. I didn't have any assistants, it slowed me down, but it allowed me to take relatively small risks. I wasn't sure what was going to work and what wouldn't. There's a book, Good to Great, by Jim Collins. And he talks about shooting musket balls before you shoot cannonballs. And that's the idea of making small investments in a lot of things to see where you're hitting, see where you're making an impact. And then you use your cannonballs. Once you kind of get an idea of where your target is, then you use those cannonballs to put more resources, more money into it. But that's what it required is a lot of small risks because I didn't have the capital and I was growing slowly, but growing very, very intentionally, being very careful with the type of business that I wanted. And that was really hard. When you start your business, it doesn't matter what business you're in, you want anybody that's willing to work with you. But early on, I still tried to patiently wait for the right clients, not just any clients, which meant that we had to live very frugally, living on a very tight budget, both on a business standpoint and on a personal standpoint. But we didn't take loans. And not to say that, you know, that wouldn't work for somebody else, but not having debt and living on a very intentional budget, both inside and outside the business, that's what allowed us to survive those difficult periods and ultimately to grow and thrive. Wow, that is a great question. And really for me, they're tied together. So I would say my biggest failure was fear of facing rejection. And I think in a lot of businesses, we don't put ourselves out there as entrepreneurs. We don't put ourselves, our product, our ideas out there. We kind of wait for this idea. this concept of perfect. You know, we want to keep massaging this thing instead of just saying, hey, world, this is what I have. This is what I can provide. Do you want this? And what it caused me to do is spend money where I should have just spent emotional capital. What I mean by that is just stepping out and offering myself and my services to people rather than spending money on advertising and marketing where I didn't have to feel that failure, which is getting in front of a live human being, whether that was on the phone or face-to-face conversations, and just saying, hey, here I am. This is what I have to give. Is that something that you would want? Is that something that would make a meaningful impact in your life? But as I got over that fear, that became my biggest path to success, because a lot of other competitors were just sending emails or texts or putting kind of generic advertisements on social media. And there's a place for all that. Don't get me wrong. But not many people are putting themselves out there in a position where people can tell them no and they can hear the rejection. That's really, really hard to face, but it's also really powerful. So learning how to take that fear of failure and turn it into something that drove me to success was a really pivotal part of my business. Well, I don't know if there's so many, you know, tips, tricks, and tactics. I think it's important to really know what it is you're going after. Who is your ideal client, your ideal customer? I think too many people are trying to shotgun and just spread their effort and energy everywhere rather than really zeroing in on who am I really trying to help? Like, who am I speaking to? So when you're writing an advertisement, when you're trying to create any type of marketing, really thinking of maybe a specific person, like, what is my ideal client? How do they think? What do they look like? What do they like to do? And if you have a customer, an actual human being with a name and a face, I think that's really powerful. So getting really crystal clear about who you're trying to serve, because you can't serve everybody, and you're going to alienate some people, and that's okay too. The other thing is just executing. I think a lot of times entrepreneurs create busy work that looks like it's important, but ultimately it's procrastinating. It's giving us something we can justify keeping us from what we know we should be doing. So those hard, maybe it's prospecting calls or sales calls or having a difficult conversation with a team member, and we put product research or emails or something else ahead of that because we're afraid to do the difficult thing we know we should. So we substitute that with busy work and checklists and things like that. So I think number one is being really crystal clear about who you're trying to reach and how you can help them. And number two, what are the biggest actions you can take towards that? And what can you eliminate or delegate that holds you back from that process? And Sarah, I just want to say thank you for having me. I hope this was valuable to your audience. And it was a pleasure joining you and sharing some of my experience through the years. And like I said, hopefully it's educational and encouraging for folks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.